Ever buy oranges, chicken thighs, or anything else by weight at a Walmart grocery store? You may be eligible for cash compensation. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. First, investors and the interest rate sensitive, and who's not, are braced for the news tomorrow on inflation, the Consumer Price Index covering March. On the line now from Los Angeles is Jeffrey Cleveland. He's chief economist at the investment firm Payden & Riegel.
We look at the core Consumer Price Index, which excludes the volatile components like food and energy. And we're looking in particular at the month-to-month change in that index. So market expectations right now are for a 0.3% month-to-month change for March. And that would be a bit of a cool down from the data we saw in January and February. In January, that index was up 0.4. In February, that index was also up 0.4. So the entire global financial system from the investor side is waiting to see this number, wanting to see evidence that inflation is cooling month to month.
This morning, the 10-year interest rate is down 4.37%. Wait, were those really $6.99 a pound? Walmart customers may be eligible for up to $500 of compensation for allegedly being overcharged for goods sold by weight in Walmart supermarkets. It's part of a $45 million settlement of a class action suit. Here's Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer.
The settlement still needs final court approval. You have until June 5th to submit a claim, either on the settlement website or by mail. If your claim is substantiated by an administrator, you'll get 2% of the total cost of the meat or citrus you bought if you have a receipt. That's capped at $500. You can still get a payment of up to $25 if you don't have a receipt. You have until May 22nd to opt out. That's the only way to keep your right to sue Walmart over the allegations covered by the settlement. Walmart decided to settle a class action lawsuit brought by a customer over the price Walmart charged for citrus and meat sold by weight. The lawsuit says the retail giant was, quote, systematically and artificially increasing the weight of these products at checkout or using misleading price stickers or overcharging for clearance items sold by weight. In an emailed statement, Walmart said it still denies the allegations but believes a settlement is in the best interest of both parties. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
There's a lot of natural gas pipe, electrical lines, and communications cables under Europe's North Sea. The news today is that six European countries have signed an agreement to protect the underwater infrastructure from sabotage. A Danish government ministry said today, quote, an increasing mutual dependence across borders has arisen, and with it an increased risk of sabotage and unwanted attention from hostile actors. Explosions in 2022 damaged the Nord Stream gas line in the Baltic Sea. Investigations in Sweden and Denmark never got to the bottom of these. The Biden administration has announced another major deal funded by the homegrown Semiconductor CHIPS Act, a preliminary deal for up to $6.6 billion in grants plus up to $5 billion in loans for the Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company, TSMC. Intel of California was awarded up to $8.5 billion recently, and there are reports Samsung of South Korea is next in line. Microchips are nearly everything except potato chips, and you'll remember the backlog from overseas during the pandemic. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has more.
The new TSMC funding, combined with money the company is pledging to spend on expanding facilities in Arizona, represents a $65 billion investment altogether, says Mike Schmidt, director of the CHIPS Program Office at the Department of Commerce.
In terms of the development of new assets from the ground up, this is the largest foreign direct investment in the history of the country.
Schmidt stepped into his role shortly after the CHIPS Act became law and says it's basically been nonstop since then to get these funds out the door.
It's been a startup in government.
But the Department of Commerce had to build a team from the ground up to figure out how to spend the almost $40 billion in manufacturing incentives, plus other elements of the program.
President Biden signed the CHIPS and Science Act just about 20 months ago, which in government time is yesterday. And they've hired 200 people.
Vivek Chilakuri is a senior fellow at the Center for a New American Security.
So these people who are like materials engineers and software designers, I mean, you need the nerds also, frankly, along with the business people. And then you need the national security people on top of that.
But now that the funding is being distributed, the Commerce Department says the U.S. is on track to produce about 20% of the world's most advanced chips by 2030. That's something Zach Butterworth, who formerly worked as Biden's White House Director of Private Sector Engagement, says would be impossible without the CHIPS funding.
It's an industry we lost in the 90s, and without government intervention, it would not be coming back at the scale.
And it's not a bad election year message for Biden either. Sarah Bowerly Dansman teaches political science at Indiana University, Bloomington.
It certainly has not escaped my notice that this money is going to be used for a plant in an important swing state, not just with CHIPS, but also with some of the investments being made kind of concurrent to the IRA.
That's the Inflation Reduction Act.
There seems to be an interest in citing locations in swing states for a variety of reasons.
Which, she says, is giving businesses in all sorts of industries even more incentive to make sure they're on good terms with policymakers in D.C. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.
Our producers are Liz Mai, Naomi Rainey, Nick Perez, Ariana Rosas, Alex Schroeder, and Erica Soderstrom. Our senior producer is Meredith Gerritsen-Morby. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio. It's the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.